This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague Henry Sokolsky, the Executive Director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, about remarks by the President of Ukraine in these last hours, Mr. Zelensky, about Ukraine building an atomic bomb, not acquiring one, building one. And Henry explains how and how it's straightforward it is and why Mr. Putin is threatening retaliation if and when. In other words, the suspect nuclear weapons program of Iran is now the suspect nuclear weapons program of Ukraine. More of this tonight.
Biden is being accused now of having pulled his punch and not giving weapons and weapons launch authority to the Ukrainians for long-range weaponry out of a fear that, oh, it might provoke the Russians to use nuclear weapons. So what do you do if you're Mr. Zelensky? You say, well, okay, that's one nuclear threat. Well, but what do you think of this? What if we got nuclear weapons? You wouldn't like that either, would you? Having said it, he immediately took it back. However, he also had somebody commission a study that would explain how they would get it. And how they would get it isn't through enriching uranium. They would take the spent fuel from, you know, up until now, safeguarded reactors, and extract the 1% of that material that's plutonium that you can use to make bombs. They could do it. I mean, it is not, you know, this is a pretty advanced technological power, Ukraine. They made the ICBMs for the Soviet Union. They know a thing or two about rocket science, and therefore they can definitely deal with fission.